Mishnah, Megarish is Ishtai. Somebody is Megarish his wife. The Amr Lahar, Mataris Lachol Adam Ella Lepleini. Now again, this Mishnah will need explanation. So we'll leave the Gemara to do the explaining. The Gemara does a much better job than I do. And he says, you are Megarish, you are Mataris to everybody, except Lepleini. Now, Rashi Shita is that he says this orally. It's not written into the get. Rashi Shita throughout the Perek, I believe, is that conditions are oral, not written into the get. We will have that Rashi later in the Perek. So just to stick with Rashi, Rashi says, Ramallah B'Shas Masira.
Is that less of a problem?
What? According to Rashi, writing is a problem. We'll see when we get there. But Rashi clearly here says, Ramallah B'Shas Masira. He tells it to her. It was not written. He tells it to her at Mataris L'Chol Adam El L'Plaini. Yes, doctor.
No, I'm sure we're going to deal with the idea of any condition which goes
again. We haven't even started yet.
I'll wait.
We have just begun, to quote John Paul Jones. We have just begun to fight. For those who know who John Paul Jones was, fighter. Rabbi Eliezer Mater, the Chachamim Asher. Rabbi Eliezer is Mater and the Chachamim Asher. Ketzad Yaseh. So according to the Chachamim, what do you do? The get wasn't effective. Take it back. It's not that the get becomes invalid. The giving of the get was invalid. But the get is a valid get. Take it back. And then use the get the way a get is supposed to be used, which is Harat Mataris L'Chol Adam. Did your son tell you he has the test? Unbelievable. Shout to the Shmari. I never write tests. I almost never write tests on Wednesday night. I'm sorry?
It's obviously not written in the get.
Exactly. It can't be written in the get if he's going to give it a get. Correct. Kassel b'taycha abu shechazir amakhoi pasul. If he wrote it in the get, even though he erased it, it's pasul, and we'll see, this is going to be the sugi when we get there, whether tsoim can be written in the get or not, whatever it is. Dr. Gemari Bayaluhu. We had a shayla. How to learn the Mishnah. What is the word ella? There's two ways to interpret the Mishnah. One way is to say that Ella means chutz. I am permitting you to everybody besides Shimon. That means he's allowing her to get married to anybody else, which is what a get does. But he's retaining that the get doesn't work vis-a-vis Shimon. Vis-a-vis Shimon, she's not divorced. That's what the case, is that the case in the Mishnah? That's one way of understanding it. And Rabbi Eliezer says, still it works. And the reason is going to be Exeris HaKosov on the Amid Beis, the Gemara will say. Or is that in the Mishnah, Ella means on condition of. I'm divorcing you on condition that you don't marry somebody, a certain person. Makes a condition in the get that it shouldn't marry a certain person. Now, Dr. Schwab pointed out that we have a rule that it has to be krisis. There cannot be a condition, a lifetime condition. And that's the answer. Any condition that doesn't have to be lifetime is not a condition. So therefore, if he says, I'm divorcing you on condition you don't marry Shimon, well, Shimon might not be around for too long anyway. So as soon as Shimon dies, he's removed from the picture. So therefore, the condition is not a lifetime condition on her. He can say, I'm divorcing you on the condition that you don't drink wine for 5 years. Even though for 5 years she can't drink wine, but after 5 years she'll be able to drink wine. That's enough of krisis. I'm divorcing you that you don't drink wine as long as Shimon is alive. The Gemara says that's a good krisis. If he says, I'm divorcing you, the husband says, on the condition you don't drink wine while I'm alive. That's also good treatment. Because, again, it's not a lifetime condition. Whereas if he says to her, I'm divorcing you on the condition that you don't drink wine during your lifetime, that's a lifetime condition, and that's a chesaron in krisis. So, therefore, these are not problems of krisis, because they're not lifetime restrictions. Now, the bigger chiddush is the first shot. He's divorcing her vis-a-vis everybody besides Shimon.
I don't see the difference.
One is a condition, and one is that the get is not effective vis-a-vis Shimon. Let me try to explain. I mean, the difference is the mechanism here. vis-a-vis Shimon, is Shimon a condition, or she's not divorced vis-a-vis Shimon?
Ultimately, it's the same.
I mean, there'll be differences, as we will see. There'll be differences. But for that, we have to learn Gemara. This week and next week, Merit Hashem. By the end, we'll be very smart and we'll know the differences. But at this point, you're right. It's the same. Ibailu. Hi, Ella Chutzu. Does Ella mean Chutz? I am an Asu. Or does it mean unconditional? Chutzu. Ube Chutzu, the Pligil Abana Leder Blazer. Now, there's a Machlaikas here. Right? So if the case is Chutz, we see the Drabanan are not happy with divorcing a woman besides for one person. Because that's limiting the get. It's saying the get is not working for Shimon. She's not divorced vis-a-vis Shimon. And Rabbanan said, you can't do that. If you divorce your wife, it has to be a total divorce. It can be on condition, but it can't be without divorcing her vis-a-vis Shimon. And the Gemara is going to explain why Rabbi Eliezer allows such a get to work. Because logically speaking, how can you divorce a woman and still not divorce her vis-a-vis one person? So she's not divorced. She's only divorced partially. So Rabbi Eliezer has a pusik that says that that can work. Rabbanan say there's no partial divorces. Either she's divorced or she's not divorced. You can't have her divorced for everybody in the world besides her Shimon. You can't do that. That's why Rabbanan argued. So Shire Lo Beget. You left over in the get. The get was not written vis-a-vis Shimon. Not given vis-a-vis Shimon. Avo ba'manas, but on a condition, by the way. You can make conditions in a get. And every Rabbanan would agree, he can make a condition that you won't marry Shimon. The result is the same. She can't marry Shimon. But one is saying the get didn't work for Shimon. And one is saying the get worked for everybody. Shimon is a condition. We made a condition, just like he can make a condition she doesn't drink wine. Just like he can make a condition that she pays $200. He can make a condition in the get. Shimon is a condition. That's the shayla. Oiduma, I didn't have that call tonight to Alma. Oiduma, Amanatsu. Or maybe the case of Ella and Mishnah is a case of unconditional. Of Amanatsu, the Pallad Rabbi Eliezer Rabbanu. And Rabbi Eliezer is only permitting it because it's a condition. But he would agree that you can't divorce a woman besides for Shimon. The shayla of a get. That's leaving over the get. So we want to know, what is the case of Machloikas, and in which case would they both agree? There's two possibilities. You can either learn that the Mishnah means that the guy divorced her and he said the get is effective besides for Shimon. That means, vis-a-vis Shimon, I am not divorcing her. Or you can learn the Mishnah saying, I'm divorcing her for the whole world. I'm adding a condition. She can't marry Shimon. If she married, she's not, let me try to explain. The marriage to Shimon is a condition. It's not like she's not divorced vis-a-vis him. She's divorced. But in order for the divorce to work, she can't marry Shimon because then retroactively the get will be bottled. But the divorce was totally permanent. She is divorced from him totally. He made a condition, a not lifetime condition. He made a condition that can last for 10 years, 20 years, or 5 years, or one day. She can't marry Shimon. So what is the pshat? If the machloikas is chutz, that there's no reason to assume the Rabbanan wouldn't agree by conditions. They let other conditions, why should they let these conditions? If you learn the Machlokes is about Manas, there's no reason to assume the Rabbi Eliezer would allow Chutz, where you're leaving over in the Etzem Get, the integral, what word am I looking for? The intrinsic Get, thank you. Dr. Schwab has had his hand on up for the last 5 minutes. Yes.
So we have a call as far as the denies go. Oh, we do not have a call as far as the denies go, but that's really...
So again, this is all with what we're learning. This is going to take the Gemara Amma to work out. So we have to give the Gemara a chance. All those kind of kashas, yes. The general tenai is, general rule is, you cannot make a lifetime tenai again.
I was talking about tenai, period. Doesn't it, per se, have to be in its own, under your control?
It's under her control, one of the two parties.
Whether or not someone dies. Unless
no, that's not true. It's whether she marries him or not.
Well,
The deny is you won't marry Shimon. That's under her control. All I said, dying is just that it's not a lifetime. The condition is totally under her control. I don't know. I think, honestly, I think because these are Kedushim. And Ein Lo Gvaya Lo Kedushai. Reb Elazar is saying a big Kedush. Rabbanan are disagreeing with that Kedush. So we don't want to offer the possibility that Reb Elazar meant both. If he meant one, he meant one. And Rabbanan are arguing in that one. And he didn't mean the second. Usually the Gemara will say that. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know why the Gemara doesn't offer the husband. Avraham goes been waiting patiently. Yeah.
What I was going to ask was
so why are you making a Kiddush? Okay, so Macy say for the next, you know what I mean?
Why don't you make it together with the thing?
I know, put the food on the table, you know what I mean? Nancy safe of an F, you know, let's see it, you know what I mean?
You know, start with the...
Yes, but my chef.
So whose death are we concerned about?
Nobody's death.
No, we think that it's not only the being...
I was answering a question Dr. Schwab asked, and that is, a get needs... This is what Ritzvah talks about, it's not me, it's from Margaret. And that is, that a get has to be Croesus. She cannot be bound to her husband. But he can make conditions. How can conditions work if that makes her bound to her husband?
Any condition.
And the answer is, a condition is only a problem if it's a lifetime condition. Any conditions that can expire is not called being bound to her husband lifetime, and the Torah allows you to make such a tonight.
So not likely because this Shimon might
pass away. Shimon might... Not marrying Shimon, that's not a whole lifetime to her. It might not be. We don't know who's going to live longer.
What if the first husband that divorced her passed away? So if she...
No. No. Because I'm not just retroactive. And that means if she married Shimon, she was never divorced.
He's dead now.
Yeah, but she might have married in the interim. She might have married somebody else. He said she can't marry Shimon.
Oh. Yes, she divorced him. She was somebody else also.
But retroactive, she lived as an ageist.
In his lifetime, she could never marry him. In Shimon's lifetime.
Again, I'm failing to see a problem.
The first husband, the mother shall be an almost.
It depends what happened since he gave it again. Amanat is retroactive. If he doesn't keep the condition, she was never divorced.
She died, then...
If she was mezana with somebody, she was an ancient fish. Till he died. You're right. Once he's dead, she doesn't need her yet. If she didn't do anything, so she's not divorced. So she's an almana. He's dead.
And she can marry Shimon then?
She can marry Shimon because what's going to happen? She's not divorced, so she's not divorced. That's if she didn't do anything from when her husband gave her to get till her husband died. That's assuming that there was no relationship at all, because she ends up retroactively being an HSH till her husband died. So that's fraught with danger. It would be the gay Yibum as well, correct? I don't know if we would let Yibum, but Chalitza for sure.
By marrying Shimon, she would be better off. She
should
now be on
Manon Marusha,
and then she
should
be
married to Kohen. Might be Reach Haged, for all I know. Yeah. Might be Reach Haged. I don't know, the exact parameters of Reach Haged. Right.
We've gone zooming off into Schrodinger's cat again.
What?
We've gone zooming off into Schrodinger's cat again.
Again, Rashi. Amanasu Tinasi Laboini. Awa Amanasu Maidu Rabbanu the Beget Loy Shire. She tira from Sirus Aget Lukalakam. He permitted it every man. El Shahisni Mamanashloi Tinasi Laboini. Vain Zelka Tai Baalma. It's a condition. Zakti Gemara, Tashema. We are now going to prove the meaning of the word Ella. When the Mishnah says, Hariat Muteras Lachadam Ella, we offered in our Shaila two explanations in the word Ella. We are now going to prove that Ella means one thing. In Mishnah language, Ella means one thing. And that will prove Shat in the Mishnah. Tashema. The Mishnah says in Masechtas Negoim, Perik Yud Beis Mishnah Aleph. It's not like I know that, but I looked at the side. Kol Han Batim Metamim B'Negoim. All houses are Metamim B'Negoim. Ella Shalayim D'Gachavim. Besides the guys. Now, that can only make sense if it's Chutz. All houses besides. It can't mean all houses on condition of. What in the world does a guy's house have to be a condition in a yid's house being metame ben a guy? The word Ella there can only have one meaning. So Mishnayos write consistently. A word means a word. What does Ella mean?
No word in Mishnayos that can have.
Honestly, if I answer you that question, I'd be making my fool out of myself. How am I supposed to know? Zok de Mishnah. Kol abatim metame ben a guy Ella shayv gachav. If you say it means besides, makes sense. Eliyamet amanatsu. If you're saying on condition, amanatsu matamu bati after the chabul the matamu bati yisroel. What yidden's houses are only matam on condition? Hamatamu bati after the chabul le matamu bati yisroel. And if Gaim's houses would be tamei, yidden's houses wouldn't be tamei. That's one kasha. Now, why the Gemara needs the second problem, I don't know. The Rishayim asked. They don't know what Mepharshim asked. We hide. But they have to have me metame. Is there a havamina that they're metame, that the Mishnah would make it conditional? Jews' houses are metame if Goyim's houses are not. You have a havamina that Goyim's houses are metame? Matanya and the Tati Negat Sarasim base Eretz Achuzaschem. Eretz Achuzaschem metame ben a Goyim. Only what you own. They bought to have to have metame ben a Goyim. So obviously Ella has to mean chutz. Shmamina, chutz u shmamina. So Pshat in our Mishnah is clear. Ella has only one meaning. Proof? Take a look at Masechtas Negoim. By the way, that means Avinu Ravashi went to Pshat, starting with Brachas, and found a proof in the Mishnah Negoim. So I can't answer you, but obviously there are not that many Mishnahs that use the word Ella in this kind of context, and therefore we can't prove him anywhere else. They found the Mishnah Negoim. They didn't prove him from Mishnah Brachas. Rashi, Elishev, Chavim, Dachsiv, Achuz, Aschim. Okay. So we prove him shot in our Mishnah. Now, we don't know reasons. Now, the Rabbanim make a lot of sense. A divorce is 100% divorce. You cannot have a divorce that works for 99% of people. She's not divorced vis-a-vis 1%. How can you have a get like that? So Eliezer is the one that's going to need work. We will work on him on the other base. But meanwhile, the Gemara says, our Mishnah means chutz, but we have a brisa that says they argue at Amanas. So we have two versions of the Machlokes. What we had as a shayla in our Mishnah is not a shayla. Our Mishnah clearly means chutz. We proved it from Masechtas Negoim. However, Masnis and the Loike Haitana. There's another version of this machlokes. The Tanya, Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Amar Reb Yehuda, Reb Yehuda. The next Mekurachah, Ezra, Chacham, and Megarashis, Ishtai, V'amar La'apataris, L'chadam, Chutz, Miploi, Nishayin, and Megarashis. No one would say you can give a get to 99.9% of the people. A get is up to 100% of people. You cannot divorce a woman and keep a relationship, keep a bond to her vis-a-vis a person. Even if it's a temporary bond. But it's a bond in the get. In the intrinsic get. He made it on the condition that she doesn't marry anybody else. Reb Eliezer is matter to every person besides that one person. And now we have to figure out why is that different than any other condition? That's going to be the next job in the Gemara. So in one machlokes, we need more explanation of Reb Eliezer. The Chachamim are apparent. And another machlokes, it's a condition. Why can't you make a condition? Rashi. No Rashi. Yes?
Is this considered tnai?
Why not? Amanat is a tnai.
So So does it carry all sheets of Sinai,
Kafel, and everything? Well, Amanas doesn't need Mishnah B'Diatzroim. That's the easiest way out. Remember, we had a man the Yom and said, Amanas is different. The Rambam Paskins, Amanas doesn't need Mishnah B'Diatzroim. So to avoid that issue, we'll just go that way.
Yeah,
then. I know.
Who said, I don't remember.
I think it was Ravash. Yeah. Amanas, Kerem Ma'ak.
I'd say Rebbe knows all of
Mishnah
also.
You do? Okay. I'm glad you say that. That's one vote for me, yes. Right. Time to give my advice. My time, Rebbe Eliezer. Why does Rebbe Eliezer allow Amanas? We are now working with the second explanation of the Machlokes. We didn't have that called Tanah B'Alma. It's no different than any other condition. Rabbanon say no. Call Tanah B'Alma L'Shai L'Beget. Every other Tanai does not end up leaving a hole in the get. Meaning, whether she drinks wine or doesn't drink wine is not what get is all about. Get is, you're no longer married to me and you can marry everybody else. That's what get says. Hari apoteris l'cholodom. Hacha shayir lo beget. Even though it's conditional, Zogad Rabbanon, but you're making a condition that affects the intrinsic get. You're saying, bottom line is, you can't marry everybody. You can marry everybody, but you can't marry everybody. So therefore, it's a t'nai that's affecting the intrinsic get. It's not affecting a side issue. The condition says you're really not mutzitz everybody. Now, theoretically, you are. The get removed it. But I put a condition on that makes it moot. You can't marry anybody, everybody. So Zogin Rabbanon, you can't make a t'nai that restricts the etzem get. Meaning, whether she drinks wine or doesn't drink wine, yes, it can invalidate the get. But it's not destroying the get's purpose, which is she's totally permitted to everybody, on condition of. Here, totally permitted to everybody on condition that she doesn't marry one person, so she's not mutter to that person, bottom line. Not drinking wine is not the intrinsic part of the get. It's a side t'nai. Not marrying Shimon is saying that the get really didn't work for him. It did, but it didn't. You're divorced vis-a-vis Shimon, but you can't marry him. So you're not. So if you want to be technical, yes. But if you want to look at it practically, you can't marry Shimon. So vis-a-vis the Shimon, the get never worked. That's the pshat in Rav Shimon, in Rabbi Yisrael Bar Yehuda. Who was the one that said this? Rabbi Yisrael Bar Yehuda. No, Rabbi Yisrael Bar Yehuda. I'm Rabbi Yisrael Bar Yehuda. That is the pshat. That's the first. That's the svaris and that machlokes. Again, with the rabbanon needing the bigger hesber, because it's a condition. You're allowed to make conditions and get. So the rabbanon come up and say you can't make a condition and get that the bottom line will be that the get didn't work for the guy. That's Shimon. That's Masnisin Durkim the Bechutz, my time with Rabbi Eliezer. Our Mishnah that's talking about Chutz, why does Rabbi Eliezer allow that? Amar Rabbi Yanai, Mishum Zakin Echad. Rabbi Yanai said over in the name of a Zakin, Amar Kra, the Yatsa Vesay, the Hocha Vesay, the Shachar, Afilu Lohitira, the Ish Echad, Samargiris or Achar. The Torah allows a person to divorce his wife vis-a-vis one person. So theoretically, he can say to his wife, Hariat Mutaras L'chol Adam, Chutz from everybody besides Shimon. He divorced her vis-a-vis Shimon completely, unconditionally. He didn't divorce her vis-a-vis anybody else. And the Torah allows a divorce from him, for one person, and not for anybody else. Kolch gain for everybody besides one person. Then Rabbi Eliezer is being mechadish, and let's try to dissect this as best as possible. Krisus means a total severance in who I'm divorcing you, in what I write. I am severing my relationship to you vis-a-vis these people. No conditions. A lifetime severance. However, you're my anxious finish vis-a-vis everybody else. Therefore, he can divorce her besides her Shimon. As far as Shimon's concerned, she's still married to Reuven. Where's the krisis? The krisis is for everybody else. The Torah said, whatever you want to make the get work for, it has to be krisis. He did. He cut her off. He cut himself off vis-a-vis everybody else. It's a big chiddush. It just made krisis like a very not clear picture. But that's what Lazar learned from the pasuk. He sees it from the pasuk. But Yatzim Abaisim, all Kabaisim Ish Achar. Why did it have to say that? It should say, all Kabaisim Ish. So I guess that is, the Torah is saying, yes, doctor.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Vis-a-vis the get.
So, but we do see that someone can be cut off one person.
True, but not in Hilchos Gerush.
I mean, no, I do not like prove it. It's not somebody
right.
Publish it.
You know, yes.
It's a strange question.
There are no strange questions.
Well, yeah, we'll see. This krisus is between him and her, right?
Correct.
And on the other hand, there's a mitzvah involved if he remarries her.
No, who said?
There isn't.
No mitzvah to be married to Grushasai.
It's available.
Oh, that doesn't make it a mitzvah.
He's not cutting himself off completely.
Yes, he is. They're not because married.
It's a new marriage.
Yeah.
There's no mitzvah to be married.
No. And even if there were, it's still not bound to her at all. There's no relationship. She's, as far as he's concerned, she's a different woman. She's a regular woman on the street.
In the words of Rav Nezot Kanaim, when one of his brothers said to him, Rebbe, there are 70 explanations. Rav Nezot replied, yes, at least by the millions, which are not. There are a lot of mysteries.
No, this is where I disagree with you. As a Rebbe and a teacher, I'm a very big believer that anybody can ask any question. Because if you stifle questions, people don't get the answer. They're just left with a question. And I think it's unfair that a person should be able to ask anything. I do this when I teach girls, when I teach boys. I do it all the time. If you have a question, you ask it. It might not be a good question, so it's not a good question. But if you don't let a person ask a question, they're not answering his question. It's stifling them. And it's not a good idea, because in many areas of Hashkafa, I find people are afraid to ask questions because they might be labeled. They've raised their hand in a seminary class and they ask a question in Hashkafa and everybody goes, ah, right? So they're afraid to ask the question. But that means they don't know the answer. They never get clarity. And I'm a big believer that you can ask any question. Some questions are easy to answer. Some questions are harder to answer. Some questions I don't know the answer. But that doesn't bother me. I'm a very big believer, so I understand where people come from. They don't like all questions. But to me, allowing a question is to allow clarity to a certain extent to everybody. That's just,
I agree absolutely. One does not stifle anyone ever. On the other hand, simple exhalation of breath over vibrating vocal cords does not make something a good question.
That's true. But that's my advice. Rabbanon, what did Rabbanon do with the pasuk? V'yatzim ibeisav ha'okol v'yatzim l'ish achar. The Rabbanon, ha'ish l'chol ish v'ish. They learned that Torah means every single person. She has to be able to marry any person. Instead of one person, she has to be married any person. Rabbi Yochanan, amar tamid Rabbi Eliezer v'hacha. The reason of Rabbi Eliezer is a different pasuk. Says Isha Grusha Meisha Lo Yikachu. Interesting pasuk. A kohen shouldn't marry a woman divorced from her husband. Well, who else is she divorced from? Isha Grusha Lo Yikachu. A divorced woman means she's divorced from her husband. Why did the Torah write Isha Grusha Meisha Lo Yikachu? I'm sorry. Meisha from her husband. Yes. Why? Every woman is divorced. A divorcee is divorced from her husband. She's not divorced from anybody else. Must be. I feel like this guy shalom isha nifsalim in akuna. Even if all she's divorced is from her husband, meaning he said, you can't marry 99% of the people. So really, all she's divorced from is that she's not married to him and permitted to one person. That's still good nifsalim in akuna. Al mahavagita. Rabbanon is a kahuna. Let me finish. Rabbanon is a kahuna shiny. Rabbanon's response is that's by kayan, where the Torah asked kahuna. Yes, a woman that's divorced from everybody, and only one person, is not a divorcee vis-a-vis hilchos eishes ish. But for a kayan, even if the husband dies, she can't marry. Because the Torah wrote by a kayan that even if she's only divorced from her husband, she can't marry. Now, this sugya is going that the concept of re'ach ha'yeh is biblical. So, machlokes rishonim, the Rashba learns that this sugya is telling us that re'ach ha'yeh has a biblical source. Because Rabbanan are using this pasuk and saying, Yisr kahuna shayni. They're saying, yes, Rabbi Eliezer, you are right. The pasuk is definitely telling us that she doesn't have to be divorced vis-a-vis everybody. But that's only to make her a grusha for a kayan, in case her husband dies. But vis-a-vis everybody, vis-a-vis Hilchas get, it's not a get. She's still an Eishes-ish. If her husband dies, she should be an Amana. Came along the Torah and said, since a get was written with that kind of thing, for kahuna, we consider her a grusha.
Even though it's not
a valid
get.
It's called Re'ach HaGet. And this sugya is up to Rashba Zariah that Re'ach HaGet is a biblical concept, not a rabbinic concept. Pashtas, you assume that Re'ach HaGet is a rabbinic concept. That the Rashba, the fact that Rabbanan are addressing it from a pasuk, is a raya that Re'ach HaGet is a biblical concept. It's an interesting phenomenon. You're right. Here is a woman that's an Eishes Ish. She's Mezada, she's Chayav Chedek. Her husband dies, and she can't marry a kayan, even though she's a widow. But since the get was written, an invalid get, but it was Meisha, the Torah said for kahuna, she's considered a grusha. That's what Rabbanan learned. And Rabbi Yehuda said, all right, get, we'll get it. If the Torah calls her a grusha, calls her a grusha. So again, Rabbi Eliezer is relying on Xeris HaKasov that allows a woman to be divorced from the husband vis-a-vis one person.
According to Rabbi Eliezer, she can say, Hariyah, Asura l'chol adam chutz?
No, he was there. Mataras l'chol adam chutz, mikol adam chutz miplein.
He has to have a Russian answer.
Yeah. Mataras. That's the problem here, because it's really a contradiction. She's not Mutaris Lukolodum.
Uh-huh, Ariya Mutaris Lukoloni.
What? Ariya
Mutaris Lukoloni.
I don't know if that would work. Mukhari, yes. Correct.
And so you were a possible get because you excluded somebody.
According to Rabbanan.
And now...
According to Rabbanan.
Right. And now he gives her another get?
No.
Or he dies?
He dies.
And she can't marry a Cohen.
Correct.
Because of the possible get that did not go out.
Correct. What do you mean? He gave it to her. What do you mean? Didn't go out. I know what that means.
No, he gave her a possible get.
Yeah.
So she took the base stamp, she took her love. Can you read it for me? And she says, it's not much to get. I get it all. Nevertheless, because it was given.
Because it was a get written. It was Meisha. The Torah wrote it said, for kahuna, it's considered a get.
Yeah, that's what I thought you said.
That's what I said. By the way, I didn't say it. The Gemara said it. All I'm doing is a mouthpiece for the Gemara.
So if it wasn't given to her, then she can marry
but get that, it. Okay, so we had to make Shammite. It says the once it gets written, you can never marry a guy. We had that earlier.
So if he gives her another get,
if he gives her another get, then she's a divorcee. No chiddush. Rashi. Zakrashi, Hakashai Bagita, Kivan, the Asni Bahador Shloy Nasil is there, Nimsishloy Tira Gazelakalada. That's the first shot, it's Amanas. Elam Isha, Namalab Mugureshes Mimeni, we have Mutaras Lakaladam, you're not Mutar to anybody else. But there Reach I get your Paisal Bakuna. Over the Paisal Bakuna, I'm a Getu. Velka the Shaya Lakaladam, because me that Mutaras Lakaram. So Rashi's saying, listen, if the Torah considers it a get vis-a-vis kahuna, that means the Torah is considering this a good get. It's a kahuna shiny, Zakt Rashi. Shariba and Makasim Mitzvah Siseris, the Torah made extra mitzvahs. Zakt Gemara Vayter. Yes.
What's the difference between this and if I were to hand you an IOU saying you owed me $1,000?
You hand me an IOU that I owe you?
That you owe me.
Excuse me. You can hand me a million things saying I owe you means it's meaningless.
I agree. It's nothing. Paper's nothing.
Right.
So why is this possible?
We call that Xeris Tarkasov.
Alpha became the paper being handed over has to be something.
It is. Vis-a-vis Kahuna, it is. The Torah said for Kahuna, this counts. I agree with you that logically I would have never said it. You know, that's why the Rebbeinu Shlom Das is so much greater than mine. He wrote in the Torah. Now again, the Rambam learns Reich HaGed is a psul drabbana. So he has to learn this whole sugya differently. Because here the Gemara makes it sound Rabbana used the pasuk for that. They want to say it's an asmachta. The Gemara could have said it to him. But the Rashba says, read the Gemara. The Gemara makes it sound we're talking biblically.
So what happened was, bad mouthy Kohanim, that, you know, they're fast,
hot-headed.
That's what the Gemara now brings us down. If you look at Rashi, Rashi is over here, that's what terribly gives us. We were better people than
you. You have more mitzvahs than I do.
What does that mean? We just...
You are eligible to reach a level that I cannot reach, correct? No, I have to be very careful. You are eligible to serve the Rabbi. Listen, we all believe that the Rabbi Shem made us to reach our top level that we can reach. He gave you an ability to reach a level that I can't get. And Menashe, correct. Right. As I always say, when Mashiach will come, you'll be working in the Beis HaMikdash, and I won't even be able to walk up to where you're standing. And I'll have to, if you're nice, you'll wave to me. If you're nice.
You can't invite you in.
Oh, now you're saying bad things about us.
I didn't say bad things.
If we're nice.
I'm trying to say that I'll be removed from what you can do. You'll be going into the Beis HaMikdash and bowing down every day, being mishtachman in the Beis HaMikdash. You'll be doing zrika in the Mizbeach. You'll be doing malika. You'll be doing Avodas Hashem, mamash in the highest level. You, Emanasha. I heard you read it three times. And I will be restricted to where I can walk to, Yudal Lamas, that I'm allowed to walk to. And unless I have a need, I can't go past that. I'm not allowed. If I have a need, I'm allowed to go to Smicha or whatever it is, Hagasha, whatever I think. And besides that, I can't walk there. So, of course, you have access to a higher level than I have.
What?
You can still do a void, it's not a move.
Well, why would you say it's better?
I'm just asking. Better. I'm not saying
better.
Because what happens if he's a lefty? Are you a lefty? No. A lefty is a shilas, a balmum. So it says that everybody will be healed when Mashiach comes. So his leg will be healed and a lefty will be healed and become a righty.
I hate to puncture the party, although I really don't. But, what about age?
Not by Kayan. Only by Levi. Age is absorbed by Levi. And even that's not so possible, but it's so far. Not every lady is eligible to sing for other reasons as well. Even though I'm not the one that should be talking about singing, but the bottom line is, not every lady is out. Not everybody, they can open the doors and close the doors. But, no, but Anukhanami, Akayan is eligible for many more mitzvahs. He says, listen, he duchens on Yom Tov.
All year.
It depends where you are. I'm talking about here in Cleveland. Unless you're Sephardi, you go to the Sephardi menu, you can do it every day. To Shema Abba the Kaveh. What?
Would
a lot
be able to do
it in Balmum is not possible to do.
So he's only possible for
Avaida. Yeah, the Gemara says that Balmum is not possible to do. Yes.
So, in lieu of the fact that nobody can take it's forbidden to take a second wife. So when this woman comes divorced, she's inherently passed to other men, right?
So not because of the cat.
Could you say it originates from the man's perspective? The man is answered to that man is answered to marry her.
It doesn't make a difference, even if it originates from the woman's perspective, but it's not a get halacha. It's a side issue.
I forgot how to understand that side issue. If at the end of the day she is divorced, but she's also
if that person would get rid of his wife, he could marry her. There's no restrictions vis-a-vis Eishes Ish. Let's say he lives with her, not violating Eishes Ish. Let's say he marries her at Kedushin Schau. He's violating Shem Rebbe Nergesh, not such a good idea, but it's not, so it does work, so it's Kedushin itself. 100%. By Rebbe, if it wasn't complicated enough, the Gemara is going to make it a little bit more complicated. By Rebbe. Rebbe had the following shaila. The Kedushin Heich. How about marrying a woman vis-a-vis, I'm making our Atma Kedashis Li besides for Shimon? As far as Shimon's concerned, you're not married to me. I'm marrying you, but I'm leaving out either Amanas. Well, Amanas would be difficult here. I don't know how exactly you would make Amanas here. But Chutz would work. I'm marrying you besides for Shimon, meaning you are my wife. As far as Levi's concerned, then Yehuda and Yisachar and Zvulun, you're an Eishes Ish. But for Shimon, you're not married to me. You're a single lady vis-a-vis Shimon. I'm making it just like a get. You're divorced for everybody else besides your Shimon? Well, I'm marrying you for everybody else besides your Shimon. Can you do that or not? That's the question.
So she can live with Shimon?
Is she an Eishes Ish if she lives with Shimon? Yeah. Exactly. Well, if it works, yeah, exactly.
Suspending his marriage?
He didn't suspend it. He never got married. This is his marriage. He's developing a marriage. Just like he developed a get that didn't work for Shimon, he's developing a marriage that doesn't affect Shimon. And the question is, can that happen or not? That is the question. Boy Rebaba, be Kedushin Heich. How about vis-a-vis Kedushin? Now, Dr. Gemara, Tobiah the Rebbe Eliezer, but Tobiah the Rabbana. This question can be in Rebbe Eliezer, and it can be in Rabbana. It was exeris akasav by get that you can do this. It's not like without exeris akasav I would come up with this concept that you can divorce a woman for everybody besides for one person. You need exeris akasav that allows such a get to work. Right? Avahasam kinyamal yabinan. But kedushin is acquiring her. You have to acquire her totally. You can't acquire her only partially, not vis-a-vis a certain person. Adum of the Yatzavaita. Or maybe the Torah did write Exeris HaKasav. The Torah says she gets divorced and she marries. And Chazal learned from here that the Torah juxtaposed divorce and marriage to tell me that halachas pass from one to the other. What works for divorce works for marriage. And if by divorce the Torah wrote a chiddush that you can gerrymander your divorce, that it doesn't affect one person, so the Torah allows you to gerrymander I think that's a good word. I like that word. Gerrymander.
It's not the usual usage, but it's a very nice usage.
That sounds like gerrymander the marriage.
The heckish.
The heckish.
Ain't heckish
lechsa. That's exactly what that's
like.
The question is, where on what does it go on? Because this is a big chiddush. Sometimes heckish doesn't include big chiddush.
who's to determine that?
You know, honestly, it's a good question. And the Gemara is going to say at the end of the day, Fakish. The Gemara is going to answer the shayla.
I don't look ahead. I'm behind, I'll be honest with you. It's
what
it says to do.
Because then you're young, your mind is like, you left down, you leave a day, you lose 2 days.
It's not my. It's. Well, because I went out of town.
Right.
Families.
I'm not arguing with you. I also went out of town. The week before. I mean, didn't I go away for a week? Yes.
Did you tell me Akasha by Kahuna?
No. This is for everything. Rabbi Eliezer said you can write a get and divorce the wife for everybody besides one person. That means vis-a-vis that person, she's still an Eishes Ish. If she resigned with that person, I would assume a quintuple answer you're Chayav Chedek. How about marrying her besides for one person? The Torah did write a hekish for Yatzavaitza. That's the Shaila quintuple answer. No, that's in the Rabbana. The Rabbana said you can't write such a get for everything else. So according to the Rabbana, the Hekesher can't work, right? So the Gemara to buy the Rabbana. Atkar l'kamer Rabbana hachal to be increases v'leka. Logically, you can't write a get like that because the Torah insisted that it can't be a total cut. And therefore, if you divorce her besides for one person, it doesn't work. And Rabbanan had used the pasuk for something else. Abu Hassam, Kinyan Koldu. Who said acquisition has to be 100%? There's no halacha that acquisition has to be 100%. There's halacha in divorce that it has to be 100%. I don't know, Yatsa Vaisa. Or maybe the Hekesh that says that by get you need 100% says by Kedushin you need 100%. Dr. Gemara, Labasu Dibay, Lehader Pashtum. After the Shaila, he proved that he came to the conclusion, Bein L'Rab Eliezer, Bein L'Rab Anon, Bein L'Rab Yatsa Vaisa. That means, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you can marry a woman for part of the people, and according to the Rabbanon, you cannot. It's a whole new perspective of marriage. What? She's not married, she's a Shimon.
That's not called
Mahamash. No! Tyra allowed it by get. She's an anxious ish, not vis-a-vis Shimon. You write a get, chutz mi Shimon. Can she marry Levi?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Can she marry Yehuda?
Yeah.
Can she marry Shimon?
Yes.
What do you mean? He said you're not divorced for Shimon.
But the divorce means divorce is a freeing.
It didn't free her vis-a-vis Shimon. That means you have a partial divorce. The answer is, we're logically not equipped to put our wrap our hands around this. Right? We're mevato our das to das Torah. This is the Torah's way of looking at it, according to Eliezer. No, Yitzchak Margaretin's das can't understand being an anxious ish to one person and not an anxious ish to another person. It's a difficult thing to wrap my hand around. But Eliezer said the Torah said it can work. So the question is, how about by Kedushin? The Yatsa Vahitza says, same halacha applies. Again, I agree with you that if I were using my own feeble mind, vis-a-vis Das Torah, I would never say this. According to Eliezer, this is what the Torah said. You know, we read the Torah. We read Chumash, we read the Torah, and we derive halakha from the Torah. We don't tell the Torah what to tell us. We let the Torah tell us what the Torah wants to tell us. It's have an open mind. And it's always a problem when we learn. We try to tell the Rambam what he should say. Don't tell the Rambam what he should say. Let the Rambam tell you what he's saying. We come in, not only you, we come in with preconceived notions, and therefore we don't entertain that there's another possibility. Listen to the Torah. Rabbi Eliezer says, look at the Torah. It said. What am I supposed to do, Rabbi Eliezer? That's what the Torah said. Yes.
Since you like words, I'll give you one, which is that the Torah is a deontological system.
Oh, who?
A deontological.
Yeah, sure. I use that every day, in fact, six times.
Oh, you should.
Deontological.
It's a rule-based system. And you're stuck with the rules. I'd also point out that one can never refer to one's own das as feeble, with some exceptions.
Vis-a-vis the Torah, it's feeble.
Better, but still not good. Is marriage and divorce status in the man, the woman, or what?
In both. Well, mostly in the woman. The man's not restricted, neither by marriage nor by divorce.
So again,
a man can marry anybody, can marry 18 wives.
Right.
All marriage and divorce is vis-a-vis the woman, only.
Okay,
she either is or isn't an anxious itch.
So, but now we're parsing out him, but not him, and
exactly. Right. Vis-a-vis him, she is, and vis-a-vis him, she's not. I agree with you. It,
yes.
It's a whole new thing that we didn't learn. We're up to pay bays and kitten. We never had this before.
It's way too early in the morning to be this confused.
Everybody should have a wonderful day.